A founder of the Auckland Pride Parade says it's been hijacked by a small group and years of hard work building tolerance risks going down the drain. The parade board's decision to ban police from marching in uniform has split Auckland's queer community. Yesterday, BNZ became the latest sponsor to withdraw funding for next year's event. Let's talk to Gresham Bradley. He's chair of the Rainbow New Zealand Trust and a founder of the Pride Parade. Kia ora.
Good morning, Susie.
So this is over the ban of police marching in uniform. Why should they be able to march in uniform?
Well, the uniform is an integral part of being in the police force. And to deny the police the right to march in what is effectively their regular daily clothing, which you would expect to see a policeman in their uniform on the street, why would that be any different for the parade? And indeed, last year, the police marched in full uniform without any problems, and it was one of the most wonderful moments, along with the New Zealand Defence Force.
Or a policewoman, as well, I suppose. But why do you have to be aligned with your job when you're at the Pride Parade?
It's not a matter of being aligned with your job, but you are, in fact, in public display. You are... it is part of being in the police. When you're in public, this is a pride parade. We want everybody in there to be proud of who they are, not being asked to be something less than that.
But for some people who are also marching at Pride, that uniform represents oppression, doesn't it?
Well, that's one of the interesting questions. There's a very small group who's indicating that that's the way they feel, that it represents oppression, but there's very little in the way of actual evidence to justify that, particularly in recent times. Certainly, if you go back in history, yes, there were definitely periods in time when you could say that the police behaved in inappropriate ways. But this organisation has been engaged in one of the most significant change modes of policy, of attitude, human resource training throughout the organisation. There's really not an awful lot more that this organisation could possibly do.
Have they done as much as you think that they could do?
It's an ongoing process, and they have engaged with that now for many years. There are very few incidents between the lesbian, gay, transgender communities and the police that we're aware of. Mm. One of the things that could have happened here, and this is, I think, where the board has got it horribly wrong, was to engage with this group and the police, all of which has been offered by the police, to meet with them, work with them, identify what their concerns are, put those into some form of actual evidence, so that their complaints can be dealt with.
You're talking about it
to vague historical references to injustices, and more than that, the claims that they are representing the complaints of the broader community of Maori, Pacifica, etc.
But if this is a space for people in the Rainbow community to feel safe, Pride, that is, would you want to see police being included, even if that means some other, perhaps more vulnerable members are excluded?
Well, it's not a matter of exclusion. This is part of the whole problem. Nobody should be excluded from the parade as long as they adhere to the values of Pride.
Ah, but that comes to it, though. Isn't it meant to be a safe space for everybody in the Rainbow community? And so you are excluding people if you include others that make people feel unsafe.
Well, but it's the feeling of the unsafe part, and the process of actually working with that, those feelings, and identifying where they come from, and indeed the legitimacy of them. And this is the major issue, is that the bulk of the community, the large majority of the community, do not accept the claims that are being made by this small group.
Who are this small group?
They are a group calling themselves People Against Prisons, Aotearoa Papa. They were formerly a group that called themselves No Pride in Prisons. And that was 2 years ago when they were the ones who violently disrupted the parade and actually forced the police to drag them off the course, and in so doing endangered participants of the parade and onlookers. They actually refer in their complaints against police to this incident as though it was the police's fault and that they were the ones who inflicted the so-called brutality. I witnessed this entire event, and but I can assure you that there was no brutality by the police. They acted entirely appropriately.
Whose decision was it to ban the police marching in uniform, though?
This year, because no such ban has existed before, it was the decision of the Pride Board, a majority by one of the Pride Board. And subsequent to that, two of the members have resigned, and we have seen a cascade of withdrawals of other organisations going into the parade. We, the Charitable Trust, believe that this contradicts our purpose, which is to support diversity in the community, and we see this as seriously retrograde.
Isn't it important, though, for Pride to also have that aspect of the majority standing with the minority? Because that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely, and there's nothing that would prevent this group from participating in the parade. They could be making their point. They could be having signs, demonstrations, communications about their particular viewpoint. That's all been something that they've been invited to do in the past by previous pride boards.
Do you think it'll go ahead?
And to be perfectly frank, there will be uniformed police officers, one way or the other, on the sidelines of the parade as part of their regular and standard policing duty. This is a fact. So the fact is there will be uniforms happening around and on the context of the parade. So anyone who finds that deeply disturbing should probably not come to the parade. So
they're going to be there anyway. And so, I mean, do you think it's likely this is going to go ahead?
Well, this is the really alarming part, is that this decision has so divided the community, and the strength of views is so significant that there is a very real possibility that the parade and the festival indeed will fall apart this year and be unable to be mounted. One of the things that you mentioned in your introduction was today BNZ announced. Well, we've known of BNZ's withdrawal for over a week, so it was finally officially announced. Ponsonby Business Association, which was the first organisation, and it's in their backyard that the parade will take place, they withdrew earlier this week. Mm. They were the first organisation outside of ATEED, which gave the initial funding to support the Pride parade and the festival. And they're withdrawing. Where is the money going to come from? This thing costs $150,000 to put on. If the sponsors are withdrawing, where is this funding coming from? So, yes, the whole thing is on the edge of collapsing. Mm. And once you lose the sponsorship from businesses and corporate and government, where's the future?
Indeed.
It's taken 5 years to get to the point where Auckland Pride can financially stand on its own feet and raise the kind of money that this costs to put on. And that is being taken away from us. That is what the community sees. This is why people are so angry.
Thank you very much, Gresham Bradley, Chair of the Rainbow New Zealand Trust, founder of the Pride Parade 2.